Jeff's Guitar Clinic is a multifaceted shop offering guitars, amplifiers, and all accessories, guitar lessons for all ages, and instrument repair of the highest quality. Take the scenic drive to beautiful Fort Atkinson and see what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call Jeff's Guitar Clinic today at 920-723-1733. That's Jeff's Guitar Clinic at 920-723-1733. Jeffsguitar.com.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome to another podcast. SliceOffice.com, brought to you by great sponsors like the United Steelworkers and our friend Scott from S&R Remodeling. It's been a long time since we've spoken about the remodeling business. Last time we were talking about mountain bike races, okay?
Yes, we were.
All right. First of all, let's do all the important things. The phone number for S&R Remodeling.
222-8044.
Okay. And your email address.
It's scott@srremodeling.com.
Okay. And your website?
My website is snrremodeling.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this time of year, people kind of make a mental shift in their head and they're like, oh my God, I don't want somebody remodeling my house when I can't open the windows and I can't get this done. I can't get that done. Why don't you alleviate them of that pause?
Well, I mean, we do interior and exterior work, you know, 12 months of the year. Now, we're not out there when it's 10 below putting your windows in. But, for example, it was, you know, what did it get down to, like 6 last week, and it's going to be 47 this week. You know, who knows what it'll be next week. We're in Wisconsin. But ultimately,
it was pretty cold at the pregame for the Badger, game.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You know, windows, you take them out, even in the winter, you take them out, you put them in. It's not like they're out for 4 hours. And so, you know, 95% of the jobs we can do year round. And as far as the, you know, I always feel like the winter time is a good time for clients to get work done, because most of the time they're getting, you know, a little better deal because people aren't as busy. Now, I gotta say that things have been maddening out in the construction trade. It's been very challenging for us to keep up with the flow of work that's out there right now.
Well, that's a problem. The other problem would be much worse. I think if you were down in Freeport or Rockford, you might have a different situation.
I might, for sure. It's challenging. I've been challenged this year. This has probably been our busiest year in 29 years of being in business. Keeping up with people, getting back to people.
Does that mean I get to party harder at the Christmas party?
Well, you always get to, you know, do whatever you want. Carte blanche or something like that.
Carte blanche, yeah.
But I've found it to be challenging. There's not as many people out there that are, you know, available for work, and the workflow is massive. And so if you want to get a project done, I guess my advice for people at this point would be patient, call early, and expect to have longer than usual waits. But I still go back to the fact that there's less work going on in the winter, and it's a great time to do remodeling. We partition things off. We do everything we can to keep the dust out of the house. And, you know, I mean, you might as well get a little better deal, because come June, it's going to be crazy again.
Right. So this time of year, what do you work a lot on? What kitchens?
Yep. Well, right now we're doing a couple of additions. We're doing kitchens. We're doing bathrooms. We're not doing a lot of outside painting. But, you know, I mean, we're A to Z most of the time.
Although, let me say, your outside painting is outstanding.
Well, thank you.
You painted my mother's house how many years ago? Is that, are we looking at 4 years
five,
on that now?
Years?
Four or five
yeah,
years?
I
think it was four. I think it's 4 years. Not, I walked around the house the other day. My sister lives there. My mom's gone now. But there isn't a blister or a peel.
Well, that's awesome. It doesn't always happen that wonderfully. With paint, you never know.
This is a 50-year-old house. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it's and you're going on top of a substrate that has already been there.
Right. Right. Well, it looks great. So just know that you do paint. You do interior painting as well, right?
I do. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about kitchens. What's changed in kitchens since you started in the remodeling business?
Well, you know, the product has changed quite a bit. You know, the tile, backsplashes, countertop, solid surface. I think when I started, Formica was, you know, or laminate is one of the biggest things we used, and now it's one of the least items we use. It's a lot of solid surfaces, and you know, it's nice looking stuff. I mean, the quality, the coloring, if you will, design, everything is quite a bit nicer.
So quality materials, but you probably also have more choices in cabinets and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, you have so many choices that sometimes it's annoying.
You know, I watch these remodeling shows on television. Sometimes while I'm at the gym, too, I'm too lazy to change channel.
Kitchen in a day.
So I watch some of the shows, and I see what people are picking for cabinets and countertops, and I see stuff getting ripped out that would be perfectly fine with me, but people are obviously pickier about this. Are you still redoing kitchens where you don't necessarily tear the whole cabinet out, you just do different faces on the stuff?
Well, I don't do the face work on the cabinets themselves.
Uh-huh.
But yes, you know, we go in, we change wiring, lighting, countertops, you know, everything but the cabinets. Now, the thing I usually advise clients on is if you are trying to put in a $7,000 or $8,000 solid surface countertop, you might not want to do it on those old cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just have to think that through a little bit and make sure that if you're trying to invest into that kitchen and make it nicer, that you're not throwing your money away.
What are some of the mistakes people make when they get the notion that they want to redo their kitchen?
I guess the things that I think through when I'm working on a project with a client is making sure that when it's done, it works for you. So the worst thing I want to hear is, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done it that way.
And after it's done, that's a bad time.
You know, and so I try and help a client make sure that they, you know, think through all the details, like how you're using your kitchen, you know, where you're standing, how much you're cooking, and what you really need. And so if I had to answer that question, I would say, you know, not spending maybe a little bit more money to get exactly what you want, because my kitchen, for example, I remodeled 20 years ago. It's fine. I'm not planning on tearing it out. So you're better off getting what you want now than because you probably are going to be stuck with it for a lot of years. So think it through, make sure
you don't want to be stuck with anything.
No, no.
Right.
No. And just think it through and don't, you know, think about how you use it and what works for you.
Some people make the mistake of getting, hiring some fly-by-night operation and then getting a bunch of cheap material, cabinets and sort of stuff from the big box stores. How long does that stuff last?
Well, that depends on how you use it, of course. For a guy like yourself, it might last a while, but if you got five kids, the doors might be falling off in a year.
I am a kid.
Yeah, well, you know, and you're probably all thumbs, if I had to guess. Sorry, did I blurt that out?
You did blurt. Well, that's why I like you. You blurt a lot of things out. That's probably not a good idea if you have a family, is to go on the cheap.
I think that you don't have to go super high-end, but I always, you know, when I talk to clients about, you know, who they're hiring and what, because, you know, it's going to be hard to believe this, but I'm not all about the money. I feel like I'm coming into people's homes and trying to give them a pleasant space, and I want them to say good things about us when we leave. So,
well, you have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau at S&R Remodeling, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I've had one complaint in almost 30 years. About 20 years ago, there was one guy that I couldn't get happy.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that's probably unheard of in the contracting trade, but anyway, I just, ask your contractor where he's getting his material is my best advice. Knowing that if you're getting three estimates, that you're looking at somewhat apples to apples. Now, that's very challenging, but if you're talking to a guy who's getting you some decent high-end cabinets and you're talking to another guy that's maybe going to one of the big box stores and buying the product, you can't really compare those two estimates. So, you know, ask your contractors where they get their material.
Is another question people should ask themselves is, you know, you can probably have a kitchen built that's a little more low maintenance rather than high maintenance. I see some of these kitchen cabinets that have doors on them with glass and everything. Well, that all has to be cleaned, and it's probably harder to clean.
Well, it absolutely is, and you know, again, it depends on how you want to use it. I'm not a cleaner. I keep my place clean, but you know, because I do live alone, I would be the guy to have to do all that glass cleaning. So
right.
I wouldn't be getting that.
Right.
And let me add in on that last little thing we were talking about there. You know, contractors, I have long-standing relationships. So, I work with Marling Lumber, you know, ABC. You know, these companies I've worked with for 20, 25 years. If you got a good contractor that has long-lasting relationships, you got somebody that's in your corner. If there is a problem with a product or an installation, and I think there's a good value to that.
Absolutely, has a great value. And it also means that they're going to want to please you because you constantly refer people to them, right?
Absolutely, yes. And we work together as a team. So that there, I think that's a huge value for us. We've been in business 29 years, and I've been working with a lot of these people for 25.
Can you give me the exact amount of hours it takes for S&R Remodeling to remodel a kitchen?
Yeah, it's 296.
Good. You got that all marked down. I was wondering. No, it really kind of depends on a bunch of factors, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. There's, it depends on, you know, the level of difficulty, the products being used, you know, size of your project. There's a lot of variables.
So when it comes to, you know, planning this all out, what do you suggest? Because a lot of people, you know, they need their kitchen every day, so they go without a kitchen for a while. How do people accommodate that?
Well, it's a number of different ways. You know, sometimes they set up a little area in their dining room with the microwave and they go about that. You know, if it's a family, it might be a little bit different. Maybe you're going, if it's just you, maybe you're going to mom's house. I see a lot of people setting up, you know, makeshift kitchens in the dining room and, you know, different things like that to get by. And then, of course, you know, we're eating out a lot.
Right.
Which is never good.
Right. It's kind of funny. My dad took the cabinets right off the wall, moved the stove downstairs, and set my mother up a kitchen in the basement so she could use it for canning. And then they used that while they rebuilt the kitchen.
And I've had people do that as well. Not the canning part, of course.
Right.
That's, you know.
Not a bad idea, though. We've got some really, really ugly cabinets and a really ugly brown stove in my parents' basement. Still left over from that. So what other type of projects do you do this time of year? It's not too late to put in different windows.
No, I mean, we're doing, you know, like I said, we've got a full renovation remodel going that, you know, we added a garage, second story, you know, exercise room, master bath, kitchen, or master, you know, master bedroom, master bath, And we do a lot of that work ourselves in-house with my employees. You know, we're doing the siding, we're doing, putting the windows in, we do the trim work, a lot of the finishing, painting, et cetera. I sub out, you know, like drywall work and stuff because I can't afford my own drywall work. So we sub out the things that make sense, uh-huh. and obviously the licensed trades. But a lot of that stuff we're doing in-house ourselves. So it gives us a little more power to control schedule, finish, things along those lines.
Let me ask you about the feedback you hear from customers. You've got some very loyal customers.
I do.
They can sometimes point out things they notice what sets S&I Remodeling aside from other places. What do you hear?
You know, I think part of it is just the, you know, the closeness for us. I'm the guy out there working a lot with them, doing the project management and stuff, and you don't get that. Obviously, we're a smaller company, but you don't a lot of times get the opportunity to deal with the owner and the guy that is going to make sure that you're taken care of properly. And so you go to a lot of companies and you're dealing with salespeople and whatnot. And I have a estimator, and you know, he's, you know, we work it a little bit differently. It's not a commission thing. And so I think ultimately it's more of the real communication and contact. You know, if there's a problem, one of the first things I do when we start a project is I give you my personal cell. If anything goes down, anything goes wrong, you're not happy with this, you know, you got an opportunity to call me direct. You don't have to wait around for an email or not that, you know, I answer the phone every second, but ultimately you got a direct line to me.
Yeah, a lot of places, they really focus on hiring really good salespeople, but that doesn't finish a project, does it?
It does not. No.
You know, let me just say my observation, and I can't say this for every work crew that you have, but the people that I've dealt with all have had skills in communicating with people and being polite and thoughtful and being able to communicate. That seems like it would be an obvious thing, but I'll tell you, in customer service, it doesn't always work out that way with other places.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, part of my thing is, again, when I say it's not all about the money, yeah, of course we're in this business. You know, we're trying to make a living as much as anybody else. But in the end, I want you to be happy. You know, I want you to call me again. And, you know, part of that happening is the guys out in the field.
Well, part of it happening is sometimes Scott going back if something isn't quite right and taking care of things. You do that frequently, don't you?
It's one of our best. It's one of the best things we do. You know, I always feel like I'm a consumer, and if I have to go buy something that turns out to be junk, I would like somebody to stand behind it and help me out and get me a new product and you know, get me out the door feeling happy that I, you know, did business with them. And that's kind of the attitude that I take as well, because I feel like they should get that same thing from me.
Yeah, I can't tell me how many times over the years, can't tell you how many times over the years you've told me about going back and taking care of something, even if it isn't S&R's fault.
Yep, and not only that, but I take care of stuff that customers don't ask us to take care of. I don't feel like you should have to come to me and say, hey, can I get this trim work doesn't look quite right, the miters aren't good, or, you know, whatever it is. I feel like you shouldn't have to come and ask me that. But even if you don't, I know for a fact that I've gone into projects and felt like that's just not good enough and we need to take another swing at this. And a lot of it is that, you know, it's not just the client. It's the client, their company, their friends, their parents, their, you know, because if they're not knowledgeable about it, somebody is. And so ultimately we don't want other people coming and looking at our work that's not very good and, you know, spreading the word.
Well, there's one more thing that we can conclude with today, and that is, you know, the final inspection when a project is done. you come take a look at it. And you always say that the project's not done until the customer says it's done. But the truth is the project isn't done until Scott said it's done as well.
Absolutely. And you know what else is that, well, I find the biggest thing that, that customers do is they pay before they're satisfied. And then they don't hear from anybody again. And that's probably the biggest thing that I hear out there. And so when I talk to clients, you know, make sure everything's good before you pay.
Well, in your case, you usually put half down, right? And then pay the second half when you're happy, right?
Yep. Yep. Unless it's a big project and we can, you know, we have to divide it up a little bit differently, but that's our typical 50% down, 50% when you're done. And it really is a good deal for the clients. Some people, you know, feel like it's, you know, puts them out there vulnerably, but in the end, if you're doing a $20,000 kitchen and you've given me 10, the project's done, you've got a $20,000 kitchen and you've only paid me 10. So you're holding the cards.
That's a good way to look at it. I never thought about working a Kenny Rogers song into this, but
that's right. Know when to hold them.
All right. Your phone number and your website as well. And tell us about Facebook.
It's my number is 222-8044. And obviously snrremodeling.com. Facebook we use because we can manipulate it easily and add photos on projects. It gives us, it's a little harder to add photos and new things on your website as it is on Facebook. So we do that as well.
Scott from SNR Remodeling, thanks for coming on with us today. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Have a great day, Sly.
All right, you too.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, 5 more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.